Kobe Bryant put his heart into everything that he did. So
right.
I think one can have reasonable hope that he put his whole heart into Catholicism too, towards, you know, in the later years of his life.
Right.
He did everything that he did with vigor and dispatch. And there's no reason to think that he wouldn't have done the same with his faith.
Yeah. So rash judgment. So for people out there, according to what you just said, it's, there, we're always hearing, you know, libcaths or non-caths or just morons in the church saying, oh, don't judge me lest you be judged, blah, blah, blah. But they're actually, that's actually really, and we always say you got that twisted theologically. Nevertheless, that is a real thing. And what it's admonishing against is rash judgment, right? I mean, do not claim to judge the state of somebody's soul, and don't believe that your own judgment could have a kind of makeshift finality to it, or even a, you know, for the sake of gossip, a kind of finality to it. So
right, because even if somebody's in grave sin, you don't know if they're in mortal sin. There's a difference there. And while grave sin is the key of the three elements that make up mortal sin, obviously full consent of the will and full knowledge of the intellect, along with grave matter. Those are the three criteria for mortal sin. The key, you know, the central one is truly whether something is grave matter. But even if something is grave matter, even if somebody commits a sin that's grave sin, if they didn't do so with full consent of the will and the knowledge of the intellect, then they're not in mortal sin. So it's truly for God to judge the heart. We can judge appearances and we can say that something is grave sin, but only God can tell the level of culpability that attaches to somebody who's committed a grave sin.
You're listening to the Crusade Channel, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com, the last live radio station standing. And we're talking about Kobe Bryant's sad passing with his daughter and seven other people. Another funny thing that people will say is a kind of quick attempt to sound profound, and maybe just a response against what they feel is a kind of bad instinct in themselves, is they'll say, also, we're talking too much about Kobe. What about the seven other people? And it's like, this is an easy one, bro. Well, like six of the other people are, as yet, you know, Tuesday morning, this will probably air Wednesday or something, they're unnamed. Even among the other two that are named, his daughter, who I thought he only had three daughters before yesterday, you know, following his life a little bit loosely. And I didn't know any of their names, and I don't know her at all. Whereas all of us, I watched, you know, many games of his 20-year career, and he's the only known quantity there. So
whenever you're saying, oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, there's just, it's fine to care about what happens to a, just celebrities, because in the principle of subsidiarity, they're the exception to the rule. They're the one people we know that live far away. And B, we should care extra about Catholic celebrities. There's a normativity to that historiographically.
Yeah, it's whenever you're saying something that defies common sense, you're saying something that's un-Catholic. That's the thing. It totally defies common sense, right? I mean, because that's the whole thing. God, who is pure reason, whenever you say something that contradicts reason, it contradicts intuition, because of course God is the author of human intuition, then you're going to be in a way contradicting God. It's totally unreasonable to say, well, you need to have as much felt emotion for the passing of somebody you've never even heard of than for someone that you know and that you followed for maybe 20 years, 25 years right. of your youth, or that you've, you know, it's in a way it's a relationship, because I relate to Kobe Bryant. I relate to somebody I know, even if it's like a one-sided relationship, because right. obviously Kobe Bryant doesn't know me from Adam. But it's in a way, in a weird way, a relationship. So it's like saying you should mourn every single person that's dying as much as you would mourn somebody that you relate to or that you have had a relationship with. And that's just an inhuman thing to think. It defies common sense. Of course we mourn somebody that we know more than somebody we don't know. That's the whole thing with mourning. You know, the reason you mourn is because you're feeling aggrieved because you've lost somebody.
Yeah.
It's the feeling of loss that really creates the sadness upon death, because otherwise, you know, as Paul says, death, where is thy sting? We have hope for those who die in the faith that they might attain heaven. The reason we mourn is because we're going to be missing them for the rest of our pilgrimage here on earth for us. So because I knew who Kobe Bryant was, because there is now this, you know, this kind of gap in Southern California, because he was a larger than life figure who, you know, I grew up watching on television. I grew up in high school watching him in the playoffs every year and in the finals every year for like, you know, 5 to 7 games. So we're going to feel this loss. We're going to feel aggrieved in this way. There are people dying in the world right now, and it's not breaking me up. You know, I know it intellectually, and we can pray for them and have masses said for them. And, you know, we pray for the faithful departed, and a lot of people do so at meals when they say grace. Tim, I know your family has that salutary custom. So we can do that, but I emotionally, I'm not broken up just because I know that there's people dying as we speak right now. You get broken up emotionally when you know of somebody particularly, or you have been following somebody, or you're in a relationship with somebody who's dying, because it's then that right. You feel parted from them.
Yeah, that's a good point. I want to go back to your first point about in always the anti-subsidiarian drive, that is the drive to, you know, care about all the world equally in an egalitarian way, which should always be a red flag, it's less than human. It's less than human masquerading as more than human, right? I mean, like, it's okay that you care about your family and your neighbors, meaning the people you live with and by. So this think globally, act locally is it's not the worst expression of it, though we're used to that from the secular left. Celebrities, in a weird way, that, you know, people might mock because we don't chase around Hollywood starlets, but sports figures, and this is what I want to talk about next, for young men, they are great exemplars of not maybe how to live the rest of life, but certain of them, Kobe Bryant over Allen Iverson, there's stuff I admire in Allen Iverson too, actually, but work ethic, you're looking at Kobe Bryant and things like that. So yes, it's in many ways, I feel like the role of this show within the Catholic landscape, you know, with all the multifarious voices, with all the talents out there and all the differing sets of knowledge, highly particularized, where we fit in, I think, is saying what you said about common sense is the common way of expressing, you know, the ratio part of natural law. It's just common sense is common only to humans, rational, ensouled creatures, the rational, ensouled creatures.